We're going to go to our phone lines, but we have a special caller at this moment because we have our guest astrologer. I can't believe it's the beginning of the month already. And she is the connection to the stars. As a matter of fact, her website is Destiny in the Stars. And I want to talk to Stacey because I heard the planets are lining up for some spectacular movement, and we've got to hear how that's going to impact each one of our signs. Because with all this planetary movement, I want to make sure we're in the right place at the right time. So we're going to welcome Stacey Holler of Destiny in the Stars. Stacey, how are you tonight?
Hi, Sarah. I'm great. Always happy to be with you.
Time is flying. Do you realize that you've been on this show for coming up to almost a year and a half already?
No, honestly, it goes very, very quickly. But my favorite part of the week, as the month, is when I get to join you and your
yes.
host talking about what's happening in the sky.
We love that, right? And I just see all the stars in the sky, and I think, what must Stacey be thinking as she looks up there? So, and I know you have all your little gadgets that help you line up with the stars and really understand the placements and how it impacts each one of us. So tell us, what's the language of the stars and the planets for us in this month of July?
Well, as always, Sarah, your wonderful introduction and theme tonight totally aligns with what's happening in the sky. Because as you know, we're halfway through the year.
Yes.
And we have this supermoon in Capricorn on the 13th, which is really our check-in time from our new moon when we started on January 2nd in the beginning of the year.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. So we have some accountability. Do I need to have my report card ready?
Well, it's sort of in check-in time. It's our own check-in time.
All right.
And especially with a lot of the evolutionary planets are now in retrograde. Everything is telling us, stop and take a look at who we really are. Are we on our path? Are we fulfilling our mission of the goals we set forth in the beginning of the year?
Okay. And so how is that going to impact all of us, right? So as so many of us are going through so much at this time, the collective, us individually. So how is that going to play out for us this check-in time?
So we're going to take a look at everybody in this month as to where the supermoon is. So it is a super full moon, called the supermoon, because it's the closest to the Earth in its orbit. So we'll look at the signs, because where that supermoon falls and that full moon is going to be important to your sign, as well as where the sun is, because the moon and the sun are pertinent. The only thing I want to mention for everybody is also on the 19th, the sun and Pluto are in opposition. So there's an extra little kick there for transformation for where we need it. So pay attention as to where these things are falling, because the evolutionary planets are all in retrograde saying, stop everybody, let's do a little reflection. Let's make sure we're being true to ourselves.
And it's really a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call, right? When Pluto is in that state, and it's kind of like, wake up, where are you, and kind of really, what do you want to change, right? It's going to push us for that change, that transformation.
So if there is a big shakeup for you on that day, that is the area in your life that the energies are saying, pay attention, you need to make a change here.
Okay. All right. What signs are we starting with today?
All right. Well, we'll go around the zodiac clock. We'll start with the first sign, Aries.
All right.
So for Aries, your full moon is in your career sector. So you folks should be looking at, maybe it's time to shift gears. Maybe there's a new way of looking at your career. That's the new road you want to go down. While your sun is in the fourth house of home. So your focus this month is on family and home and security. Now for Taurus, this super moon is in your ninth house. That's about travel and adventure. Plan a trip, take a class. If you've been wanting to burn and venture into something new to learn, this full moon will trigger that for you. Now, the sun is in your third house. That's your community, your local neighborhood. Get out and socialize, share your ideas with people in the house of communication. Now, Gemini, so Sarah, pay attention.
I'll try.
All right. The supermoon this time is in your eighth house. Now, the eighth house has to do with your close, personal, very intimate relationships. So this will help you see the truth in those relationships. But it also has to do with your investments and joint money partnership, so the focus could be there too. Now, your son is in your house of money and work, so this should be a very productive time for Geminis for making money if they're aligned with your goals and what you want to be doing. Now, Cancer, happy birthday, Cancer. Now, this full moon is in your seventh house. That's partnerships, business partners, romantic partners. So this super moon will have you taking a closer look into these relationships, and you might be doing a little singing, should I stay or should I go? So see what's working for you. Now, your son is in the first house, and that's all about you. So for your birthday, Cancer, maybe you want to get a new look. Maybe you want to shake up your hairstyle, new clothing. You're really in the spotlight this month. Now, Leos, this super full moon is in your house of everyday schedules and health and work. So this is the time to get organized, take care of your body, check in on your wellness. While your son is in the 12th house, and the 12th house is where you need to rest and meditate and heal and take care of yourself. At least until for you, Leos, when you kick in on the 28th, then you'll be ready to rock and roll. But until then, do some healing. Now, my Virgo friend, this full moon is in your fifth house of romance. So I want you to be thinking, Virgos, did you meet somebody 6 months ago that might spark up for you now? This house is also the house of children. Somebody out there might suddenly be surprised with a pregnancy. But it's a great night to go out and have romance. Now, Virgos, the sun is in your 11th house of groups and friends and socials. So be mixing it up. Go out and network. Libra, this super full moon is in your 4th house of family, home, self-care. Now, the moon also represents your mother, and it's in the 4th house, so your mom could play a role this month for you. And there might be a change in the home if you're looking to buy a home or sell a home. This could pick that, too. Now, the sun is in your 10th house, so look at your long-term career goals. Look at your connections. Who do you know that could help you in your career? Scorpio, this super full moon is in your 3rd house of communication. If you've been working on a project, this could be a turning point. Get your community to help you out. They're all supporting you at this time. Your sun is in the 9th house, so take a trip. It's vacation time. Scorpios, get out. Go to a foreign land. Learn something new. Sag, the full moon is in your 2nd house of money, so jump on any good opportunities coming your way. Money and work is in your favor. So if you're looking to change direction, go for it. Your son is in the 8th house. That's, again, intimate relationships. Check out your deep emotions, but it is a good time for investments for you and long-term planning. Capricorn, the full moon is in your 1st house. It's all about you. Voice your truth, okay? Make sure you're aligned with what you're projecting in the world, that it is your true self. And the sun is in your 7th house of relationships, so where do you want to commit? Who is important to you? Who have you been neglecting? Time to really solidify those partnerships in your life. Aquarius, the full moon is in your 12th house. So for you, this full moon, lay low. It's healing time. There might be some surprise endings for you as the universe is pushing out things you need to change. But your sun is in the 6th house, so there the focus is on your daily routine. Time to get healthy and get into shape if you're not. And Pisces, the full moon is in your 11th house. Connect, network, collaborations could be at a turning point for you. If you have a passion or a social cause, get out there. Now is the time. And the sun is in your 5th house. Romance, creativity. So there might be new love in your life, Pisces. But for everyone, take a look at where you are. This full moon in Capricorn is all about vocation. And Sarah's been talking about calling and your purpose. And this energy will also help you focus on that as well. Take a look at where you speak.
Thank you, Stacey. It sounds like we're going to have a very interesting month of July. And it sounds like most of the signs are popping in different areas. So a lot of people. They are comprised of more than one sign. So it'll be interesting how all these signs interact in different families and how things come to the forefront to be seen, held, dealt with, and then how things align. So this will be an interesting time. And it's also a time that we still celebrate America and the birthing of America and this wonderful time of the energies. And I happen to know that Pluto and America's sun kind of lined up. And this is the rebirth of our country in a way, astrologically speaking, yes?
Well, we are in a Pluto retrograde as a country from our inception.
Yes.
So always, you know, as above, as below. And individually as well as collectively. So yes, as a country, we are taking a look and figuring out who we are and who we want to be, as well as individually we're doing that.
We're doing that as well. Well, Stacey, as always, it's been fabulous having you here, joining us for Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. We greatly appreciate your making time in your schedule. And if anyone would like to connect with Stacey, which we strongly suggest, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. Find out what the stars have in store for you and what your purpose in life is just by hearing what the stars have to show you in this lifetime. Thank you, Stacey, as always. It's been a great connection, and I know our listeners appreciate your wisdom and your time greatly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Happy July, everyone.
Happy July. Well, everyone, it's going to be an interesting month, and please visit Stacey at destinyinthestars.com. Stacey has also guest taught at some of our classes. We'll be lining her up for the months to come. So if you want to learn more about astrology, Stacey's got quite the array of teachings to share with all of us. And we are really looking forward to growing with all of you.